that. But I remember it mainly in terms of having to go to the food office to get the ration books countersigned and stamped, and little bits of extra paper put in. I don't actually remember it as being a change of dietary habit or anything.
Can you remember what you got instead of sugar?
I can't remember exactly. I know we got extra cheese. I think we got extra eggs. But again, in detail, I'm afraid I just don't remember. My mother tended to be a very sort of I'm in control of the kitchen sort of person, and I don't remember any detail at all about this.
Can you talk about life at school and how you managed your diabetes from diagnosis onwards?
I'm not sure that it made an enormous difference to my schooling. I think it. I think that the masters at school, and it was a single-sex school, I think that they were all aware, and I can remember on one or two occasions masters saying to me things like, I think you ought to go along and see Matron, because Matron had a little office. It was a boarding school, although I was a day boy. I can remember traipsing along the fairly long passage to Matron's office, and I can remember Matron, who was a very motherly lady indeed, cooing over me rather, and I think she must have given me sweetened tea. I don't remember being given anything like glucose drinks, because I can remember having been given glucose drinks at one stage, they tended to make me feel very sick indeed. So I think probably she gave me something like sweetened tea or sweetened coffee or something like that, but I don't remember.
And how did you manage school meals?
Oh, we didn't have school meals in those days. We didn't have school meals. No, I got on my bicycle and I rode home for my midday meal, and I rode back again afterwards. It was about a mile and a quarter. Then we finished school. We used to finish school fairly late. In the prep school, we used to finish at about 4 o'clock. Again, I would ride home. When I went up to the senior school, we started...